That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But that's up-to-date music. We're going to go back now, folks. Way back. This is Zachary here. Been here for just a few minutes. Haven't been around for a while. You know. Halloween week, though. Very busy. Very busy week. And this is WNEW-FM in New York. Manhattan. Place to be. And I was down in Philadelphia, which is... It's nice, you know, but it's a little unfortunate. Anyway... I was in that big rainstorm on Monday night, you know. Oh, was that something coming up? And I was listening to WMMR down there, and they were going into a half hour and an hour, and oh boy. And eventually, through that storm, which was getting worse and worse, they started to fade away as I got close to New York. And I fooled around on the dial, pushed a few buttons, and finally, NEW came in. And there was, this is Roscoe. Couldn't believe it. I didn't know he was going to be on that night, you know. So there's Roscoe on NEW doing some old stuff there. Sound like himself, philosophizing and all that kind of stuff, you know. He's good at that. He's all right. He's all right. And so here I am doing the same thing. And we're going to take you back here in a little time warp here to the beginning kind of music that we used to do here in those days in the mid-60s. 15 years ago, is that what we're celebrating here? Wow. And when I told a friend of mine out in California who used to be here, she said, "Ooh." Little Ellen Wolf, with two F's, and Wolf, you know, fits in. So she said right away, she said, you gotta play this one. I said I intended to. And we'll stick with the oldies here from those early days, starting off with this one from Traffic.
Take the choice between the deaf man and the blind. I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I turned around and knocked them down and walked across the sea.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile.
Sounds good, huh? Feels good. Feels good. It's all old stuff, folks. Old stuff that we used to play here in the old days. Those old glory days in the beginning of all this progressive music. Celebrating 15 years of On the Air, WNEW-FM, with this here kind of music. This is Zach here, coming back. The weather, hey, the weather's going to be wonderful. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be high around 70 tomorrow, and it's going to be terrific. So don't worry about it. All right? I'll take care of the weather. Now we got to take care of the back streets.
To see, hear, and feel the magic of Bruce Springsteen is truly something special. Well, now you can experience a part of that special feeling with the band that's captured the magic of Bruce Springsteen live, Backstreet.
One thing I noticed has changed is back in the old days, we didn't have any commercials. We didn't tell you about commercials free or anything. There just weren't any. Or if there were commercials, they were for like, who's going to be at the Fillmore? Well, you wanted to know that, you know. Didn't want to miss out on some. And it was kind of fun. Anyway, we got these here commercials now, and we do them. That's all right. That's all right. And now we're going to get into some other folks that we played a lot of in the old days here on WNEW-FM.
Time to live.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I
tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Thank you, Peter. That was very well done.
Thanks, sir.
Applause, applause. A lot of doors there, which is what I'm trying to do here, play a lot of short things so you hear a lot of selections, all right, on WNEW-FM in New York. 102.7, I see here. Yes, just where it used to be. Still is. We're celebrating the old days here and some of the things that are going on right now are... more or less new, though, in the same neighborhood. Remember the Fillmore? Well, not far from there is the Ritz. And the Fillmore is something else now. Oh, boy. There's a little bit of Ritz in every club, but there's only one Ritz located at 11th Street and 3rd Avenue tonight. Dance night at the Ritz with Hooks and Broken Hours, only $2. Really? That's all right. Beat the depression, they say. The Ritz presents a Halloween weekend, Friday and Saturday, October 29th and 30th. Excuse me. 29th and 30th, that's his weekend, of course. Yaz in their only U.S. appearance. Sunday, October 31st, Gala Halloween Costume Party featuring the world premiere of Frank Zappa's film, The Dumb Room Special. Excuse me. I'm going to make it The Dumb Room. I was looking at some of his old albums today, you know, with the mothers. Oh, my Lord. Hope I get around to some of that later on. First prize of the best costume, 2 round-trip tickets to the Dunes in Las Vegas. Your host for the evening, Frank Zappa. Monday and every Monday, rock and roll against depression, two donuts. Tuesday, miniskirt Tuesday, girls in miniskirts admitted free. Featuring the Ravens, only $2. Wednesday, November 3rd, busboys and Catholic girls. Only $2. Really? The girls aren't $2. They just happen to be Catholic girls. The name's of the group. Yeah, got it? All right. Advance sales tickets are available for those Ritz attractions. November 1st, Grand Master Flash. November 4th, Billy Idol. November 7th, Men at Work. November 10th, Pat Travers. November 17th, the Thompson Twins. November 23rd, David Johansen. Saw him the other day, looking good. I think he gave up a lot of things. He looked so healthy. And November 28th, the Stray Cats. Advance sale tickets are available at the Ritz box office. Sweet Pea at Fiorucci. Bleecker Bob's. Oh, good old Bleecker Bob. He's left over, too, from the old days. Yeah. All right, anyway, Bleecker Bob's in the Village and all ticket run outlets. The Ritz, New York's finest concert and dance hall. Terrific. Located at 11th Street and 3rd Avenue. For information, call 254-2800. Guest time, and rest time. This is wonderful. Really, I'm having a wonderful time. And Peter's doing all the work, and I'm just thinking of things to play. Things we played a lot in the old days. And here's one, if you're out driving in your car right now, this will sound kind of good. This is C-Train.
If your memory serves you well, we're going
on WPLJ.
What?
WPLJ, did I say that? I said it twice. well, I have to say Fat Chance then. well, you know, isn't that silly? WNEW, just see if you're paying attention out there, folks. boy, talk about memory chips. I have to think about that. Wheels on Fire, the band. Pete was just saying here that he remembers when that album came out, and he said, "Ooh, who is that?" You know. And I can recall sitting in the studio on a Sunday afternoon, and got a call from somebody said they were with the band, and that it was Robbie Robertson's birthday, and would I please play a tune? So I dug out this brand new album and let it go, and that was the first time I heard it, really. And boy, and wasn't that last waltz thing? Wasn't that great? That. What a show, what a record set, really. And the film itself, that was wonderful. I'm ready for that again. I wish they'd show that on the old tube again, but I guess they're hiding that one. Anyway, we heard Wheels on Fire here on WNEW-FM, doing all this memory stuff from the past, from the early days of this here station. Before that, Born to Follow, the Birds. Remember the Birds? Who could forget the Birds? And C-Train did I'm Willin'. And this is WNEW-FM. In New York. Right then, but stop in now. Honda Yamaha of Mineola is open until 9 p.m. Monday and Thursday. Is that do it? That's it. Okay. Now, to add to the fun, this is KMET in San Francisco, or California, or Los Angeles. Listen, as long as I blow the... say the wrong letters.
Why don't you have a pool or something?
Sure, you know. KDK, I'll say them all. This is actually WNEW-FM in New York, and we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of the station. Playing a lot of music from the early days. The weather's terrific. Tomorrow will be sunny, mild, high in the near 70s. High near 70, excuse me. Can't be near 70s, can they? Well, ooh, listen to that. Wasn't that exciting? Wasn't it? And it's about time here. Now we're going to take you back. We're going to stay back, right back there now. You all ready for this, folks? Oh, boy. It's going to bring tears to your eyes. Here we go.
Thank you. crazy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Yeah, the darkness from their eyes, a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. This peace train, no holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Come on, peace train, hey. Yes, it's the peace train. Come on, the peace train, oh, peace train.
Singing Helpless on WNEWFM 102.7. We were doing the songs we did so often in the old days. Before that was Cat Stevens, who has sort of disappeared for a while. So according to Peter, he's doing a little religion right now. That's all right. That's all right. And before that, we had here Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, feeling... feel like I'm fixing to die. And that, of course, was for everyone, dogs and all, who were at the Woodstock Affair. We'd all remember that one, huh? Boy, what a weekend that was. And it began with San Francisco, Scott McKenzie, an old friend of Candy Bergen. Little Candy Bergen used to call up here in the morning and ask for Scott McKenzie. So that's for her if she's listening. She's nice, I think. Seems nice, looks nice, sounds nice. On WNEWFM.